Hi, this is Wendy Gunn from YourHomeForGod.com, and I'm going to be talking about kitchen organization today. Hi, this is Wendy Gunn from YourHomeForGod.com, and I'm excited to talk to you about kitchen organization today. I love the topic of organization, and kitchen organization will save you so much trouble and work and time. So let's dive into it. Today, I'm going to talk about a couple of things. One is related to how you organize where you store things. And another is how to teach your children or help your children to learn how to work and at different ages as well. Many of you are homeschooling, and part of homeschooling for me was teaching our children to work and including chores in our day and our week. And this is just a wonderful place, the kitchen, to implement that. It's a natural thing because we have to eat, don't we? And our children will grow up and move out and they will have their own homes. And the more that they know about kitchen organization and how to cook and prepare healthy meals, and the girls will probably marry and have a family of their own and need to be organized and know how to cook and care for their family. But it's also something the boys need to learn. So this is really an important and crucial, essential skill to teach your children, and definitely part of your homeschooling curriculum. Now, I'm going to talk about my kitchen and how I organized it, but you take the principles and apply them to your kitchen, okay? All right, let's dive in. Before I moved into this home, and I know that many of you are moving, and you, I hope, think about how you're going to organize your kitchen before you get there. This was something I did, and it has served me really well. I like to encourage moms to think about where you're going to be using the dishes, where you're going to be doing your baking, have a baking center. Where are you going to be doing your cooking and need your spices? Think it through and organize accordingly. Have your dishes in a place where you can load and unload your dishwasher, wash your dishes, and put them away without having to walk to the other side or end of the kitchen to put them away. And then also where you can have your children, even from a young age, put away things that are plastic or non-breakable. Our children were starting to help us with putting away, unloading the dishwasher when they were 5 or 6, and maybe yours are even younger. But some families will put dishes like that in a lower cupboard so that their children can help with that job. And we definitely had our children's help with that. So when I face my sink, to the left is my dishwasher, and then on the other side, it's in a peninsula, and then on the other side of that is our eating area and our table. Now, there is a cupboard above the peninsula, but that is not a really accessible cupboard. And so even though that might have been the number one choice for putting our dishes that we would be using to eat at the table every day, I chose not to put them there because it was so difficult to get in and out of. I chose to put appliance books and extra office supplies and that kind of thing up in that cupboard. And then I put to the right of the sink in that cupboard, I put the dishes and the cups or the glasses, and we do use plastic. We switch to that because I tend to drop things. It's not even my kids, but I tend to drop things, and I was breaking too many dishes. So we switched over to a very sturdy plastic that we got at Sam's Club years ago. So that is nearby. And then around that corner is a nice area of counter space that I use to both bake and also cook. So below that are 9x13 in the open cupboard below, not open, but bigger cupboard, are baking dishes. 9x13 glass pans, and that's where the silverware is. And in that silverware drawer are also measuring cups and measuring spoons. And then when we were doing a lot of baking, I kept at least a little bit of sugar and flour and the baking supplies nearby. But I established a baking center to the right of my stove, which is next to this cupboard that I was talking about. So I can actually work from either side of the stove and oven. And then I keep the salt, pepper, baking soda, baking powder, flour, brown sugar, and all those needs for baking, I keep in one place along with the spices. There's a spice drawer there between the stove and the fridge. And then in that spice drawer is a second set of measuring cups and measuring spoons. So I can stay in one place and do all of my baking. And that has helped a lot when you're not running all over. It really discourages you from doing a project if you have to chase all over for the ingredients. And before you start a baking project, take out your ingredients so that you know you have them all and you know that you have what you need, so you aren't running to the store at the last minute. You can put them on a tray, and then I also will put, this is just a little extra tip, I will also put a bowl of soapy water in the sink. And I will put my dirty dishes in there as soon as I'm done using them. This makes cleanup super easy. And the bowl that I usually use, I don't always take out a mixer. I will just use a glass bowl, excuse me, and my hand mixer. And those are stored below the counter in that same baking center. This has made it very easy. And if you like to make baked bread or something like that, you may have a certain kind of counter that you have installed, or maybe a special, I don't know what to call it. My mother-in-law had something that she tucked under the counter that she could pull out. It was on wheels. It was square with a countertop, and that's where she made her bread, she made her homemade noodles, and that was a special tool, you might say, that she used, a piece of furniture almost, but it was tucked under, and she could just pull it out when she needed it. And then, if you're fortunate enough to have a pantry, that we'll talk about how and what to put in your pantry in another episode. But I have a cupboard that is basically my pantry. And then downstairs, we're in a walkout rambler, and our lower level has a large storage room. And my husband put in shelves that are an additional pantry area. But I keep one cupboard that is deep and about 2 feet wide and 2 feet deep that I can store a lot in. And that's my basically my kitchen pantry, and organize that. So I have my extra baking supplies on one shelf. I have all my canned goods on the bottom shelf, and my husband built a pull-out drawer for that purpose. Yes, it's wonderful to have a husband that's handy and a handyman kind of person. So I do appreciate that. But I didn't have that for many years, and I still use that space. I just had to dig a little deeper. And then extra canned goods or extra supplies are downstairs on the shelves. So organize your pantry. I usually clean it out completely once a year and reorganize it and throw away any of that thing that's old or expired. And just have the things that you need handy. The dishes that I use for baking are up, are over between the stove and the refrigerator. This also the dishes that I use for leftovers and that kind of thing are in that cupboard by the fridge. And as I said, my spice drawer, I have a wide and deep spice drawer. You may store your spices in a different way. But for me, this is a really, this tool has really used, has worked for me for years. I alphabetize my spices, and my husband is the gardener in the family, and he, my daughter first learned how to garden. We have a family, my husband's family are avid gardeners. My mother-in-law had an acre of garden for, till she died, basically, and all of the family on my husband's side are really excellent gardeners with a huge green thumb. And my husband is very good at what he does. So he actually, when our daughter moved out and got married, he took over growing the spices and herbs. And she used to dehydrate them, and now he does. And so we have fresh herbs and then we have dried herbs. And they say to keep them in a dark place. And so this drawer is perfect. So, but I found it really frustrating to not be able to find my spices. So for me, alphabetizing them helped a lot. So I have A to Z starting at the front and then left and left to right. And then the dried herbs, spices are at the front because those are the ones I use the most. And also I use a lot or make a lot of Mexican and Italian dishes. And so the spices that I use the most are in the front. Then I also have, as I said, just above in the cupboard, to the right of the stove, I have other spices and other ingredients that I use often. And the baking as well as the cooking spices and ingredients. So then if you are a coffee drinker, you probably want a hot drink center. We drink coffee and tea, and next to, between the stove and the sink, we have a water kettle, electric water kettle, and then we have a, I don't know why they call it this, but a tea casket. And I got it from a woman who had a tea room, and she closed it, and I bought that from her. And so I have my bags of tea in there and my little tea baskets, and above that, that's on the counter. Above that are the cups. And then it's a step to the left to get water for to fill the tea kettle. And then if I need to heat water on the stove, which now I don't, but if you have a tea kettle, you in the old days I did, that would be a step to the right to the stove. And below are my pots and pans in a big drawer and then under the stove. So everything is very available, very convenient, and I've thought through where it's going to go based on how we live. I also have a coffee pot, a coffee maker, just to the right of the sink on the counter. And then in the drawer right there, I have the coffee filters. And my coffee is in the same cupboard, just on a different shelf, than the cups. And my husband's, cappuccino that he always has, is in that same cupboard. I also have my supplements there so that in the morning, it's super easy to just make my coffee and take my supplements. And the corner cupboard has the smaller plates that we use for and bowls for breakfast and lunch. It actually has the supper dishes plates as well. But the point is that it's really convenient. And I just want to encourage you to think through how you live. Now, I've heard it said that the more children that you have, the less you should have on your counter. I think that that's probably a good advice. And actually, the less things you have out on the counter, the less mess and feeling of disorder you have, and the less the easier it is to clean your kitchen. So one of the things that I have found, again, to be super helpful for me is, and I love them, is using baskets. I use baskets to corral my different spoons and spatulas and different things that I use. And, I have all the metal ones in a canister, a pretty canister, open canister kind of thing in the corner of the cupboard, but near the stove where I usually use them, and near the baking center where I wouldn't use them. And then I have a big basket in the corner, but it's tucked in the corner so it doesn't get in my way for all plastic spatulas and things like that. And then I have, my children blessed me a couple years ago with a knife, set of knives, and that is next to the stove and where I am cooking, just handy. And we put in a light above, underneath the cupboard, but above where we're working. And just, again, it's really about thinking through how you use your kitchen, how you cook, how big your family is, the age of your children, and organizing so that you can be efficient, and also so you can teach your children and encourage them to help you. When my youngest was about 1.5 or 2, my mother-in-law encouraged me because I said, oh, she wants to help me all the time. And of course, she was too little to really be of any real help. But my mother-in-law said, let her. And she had raised 4 daughters and 2 sons, and her 4 daughters were excellent cooks and really efficient and skilled in the kitchen, and my mother-in-law too. And so I listened to her, and I pass on her advice to you. And I had a subscriber, Elizabeth, asked me today about chores for kids and what can they do and how to know what ages and so forth. And I'll be talking more about that. But today, I just want to encourage you, your youngest children are excited about working. They're excited about helping. What you want to do is encourage that and make it fun, make it an enjoyable, heart bonding experience for them to work with you. That will carry over later and you're training their hearts. And then later they'll get better and they'll be able to do more. But it's not about what they can do or how much. It's about training their heart at this point. So a 1.5 or 2-year-old actually can help you get on a stool next to you when you're preparing supper, and they can tear the greens and help you prepare salad. They can dump in the seeds or the nuts or the, you know, cranberries or, you know, things that you're putting in your salad. They can help. They can help. A toddler, preschooler can help with your baking. Make your goal to raise children who have skills and who have a great work ethic, rather than, I've got to get this done. I've got to get this done as fast as I can and get out of my way. If you are the kind who doesn't want to work with anyone, I encourage you that you need to change a little bit. Give up that right and encourage your children to help you. If you can have one-on-one times, great. If you need to assign one child to do something and then work with them later, or whatever you need to do, try to accommodate the child that says they want to help. So I'm going to be posting additional information in this post besides the audio, and with some of my ideas that I shared with Elizabeth on what the different ages can do. And I will be sharing more information. As you can see, I get really excited about this and I can go on and on about it. So I'm going to just stop for now. And I just, let me know what your questions are. Let me know the ages of your kids and what you're struggling with as far as how, getting them to work, or how to what jobs they could do, and I will be happy to address those. So this is Wendy Gunn at yourhomeforgod.com. Take care.